From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The Milwaukee Brewers were down 3-0 before tying it in the seventh inning. The bullpen kept it close, and Milwaukee pulled out a 5-3 win over the Cardinals in 12 innings last night. Chris Davis, who was 0-for-4 in the game with four strikeouts, came through in the 12th as he tripled in the winning run. Davis said he was ready to hit despite his earlier struggles.
No doubt I still wanted to be in that situation with four Ks. You know, that's the way you got to approach it. If I didn't want to be up there, the result would have been a completely different outcome.
Zach Duke picked up the win in relief, and Francisco Rodriguez got another save. The Brewers were once again without Ryan Braun and Gene Segura. They're listed as day-to-day. Aramis Ramirez also left the game in the seventh inning when he was hit by a pitch. Brewers take on the Cardinals again tonight at Busch Stadium. Kyle Loesch going up against Lance Lynn, and you can hear the game right here. The NBA is set to weigh in on the Donald Sterling controversy. The league will hold a press conference this afternoon regarding its investigation into the racist remarks being attributed to the LA Clipper owner. On the court last night, the Miami Heat completed a four-game sweep of Charlotte with a 109-98 win. The Atlanta Hawks have pushed the Indiana Pacers to the brink of elimination, winning 107-97 last night. And the San Antonio Spurs avoided a large hole, beating Dallas 93-89. That series tied at 2 apiece. In the NHL, the Pittsburgh Penguins are moving on. They eliminated Columbus, but two Game 7s have been set up. Minnesota avoided elimination. They beat the Avalanche last night. That series tied at 3 apiece. The Kings also avoided the boot on home ice, beating the Sharks 4-1. That's sports. I'm Tom King.